WMS 100.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right, you've tuned in to another episode of the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono.
That's
now,
right.
This one may be going back. I brought my book here.
Yeah.
So people listening may think that this is kind of a season 5-esque
it's a throwback
theme. Because in the music listography book, and we didn't quite get this far.
No.
On page...
we packed it in when it got boring to us.
Yeah. But on page 35 of the music listography book, there is the list of songs you'd strip to.
That's correct.
And we've got two people in with us who are professionals in that field.
That's right.
Katrina and Jade, right
from
here
Roxanne's.
In the studio. Yeah.
That's right. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us. Hi, guys.
So what we've got planned is we're going to do a battle here, songs that we would strip to. We're each going to put in two songs, and then we'll have people go to the website and vote, and we'll have giveaways, a whole ton of stuff, a bunch of stuff coming up in the next hour and a bit.
That's right. Now, when we were first approached to do this show,
yeah.
I thought it would be good to do a show of the best songs to strip to, like the best of all time. But then in the last minute change up, I decided to do more like what's in the listography book, songs that I would strip to.
But is there a difference?
There is a difference because
no,
as Katrina was saying, there are anthemic stripping songs.
Yeah. There are some songs that when you hear them, that you're expecting to see a girl on stage taking her clothes off to.
Cherry Pie by Warrant.
Absolutely. I have danced to that probably once a week for the last 5 or 6 months.
There you
just
go.
Because I love it.
Wow.
It actually made my top 10 list for rock songs.
There you go.
Wow. See?
Welcome to the Jungle,
terrible.
I want to say. By Guns N' Roses, maybe?
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
No.
No.
Like
no.
You're
you
getting shot down.
When I
one.
Think about that, I think about... Welcome to the jungle. And, you know, maybe pick up a razor.
So maybe it depends on the type of establishment you're going to, where the girls maybe don't take care of themselves as well.
Well, in the U.S., they don't take their panties off, so I guess it wouldn't matter.
There you go. You could have Disco Bush in hiding.
I think most people wouldn't want to go to those clubs.
No?
Yeah, we love Canada for the nudity.
And so do we.
Me too.
All right, so for those of you out there who are new to the Mono A Mono Show, what we do is each week we pick a theme, as that's abundantly evident right now, and then we usually DJ Steele and myself pick four songs based on the theme. But with Jade and Katrina here, we're going to pick two songs each.
Yeah,
and then we battle it out, and then people go to www.monoamonoradio.com to vote for whose playlist they like best.
That's right. You got it down.
And then, you know, we'll have the results of who has the best stripping songs.
Okay, so the way that we're going to start this off, we hear that their songs have got a little bit of swearing in it. So we're going to get to those
well,
coming up.
I've heard that's got a lot of swearing in it.
Yeah?
Mine are all inappropriate.
All inappropriate. Okay, so we're
everything
saving
with
you
Jade
to...
is inappropriate.
All right, you're going last then. Your songs are last.
Fine, that way.
Mine are naughty, but they're not
it's okay.
bad. Hers are... She's bad. She's a bad, bad girl. I'll
I'm
put her
okay.
over my knee and spank her on air later.
I'm okay with saving the best for last.
There we go. Look at this.
Wow.
She's in battle
bold
mode already.
Statement. Seriously. She's a newbie, and she's ready to go already. Normally, this is how we start. We do paper, rock, scissors after three, not on three.
After three. Got
and
it.
And whoever's odd goes out.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three, paper! Rock.
Uh-oh, we got a stalemate. That means, no, because...
He beats me, I beat you.
No, because none of us did the same.
One, two, three, rock!
Oh, shit.
One, two, three, rock!
See, I know. So I go first.
Okay.
That's how we're doing that.
Okay.
We're just making up the rules on the fly here.
Anyway.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors to go first. That was awesome. The loser got to go first, not last. I like that.
Okay. So this was difficult for me because I'm a really, really good dancer. And so I can pretty much dance to any song.
And I have danced to almost any song. That was actually a challenge for about 6 months at Roxanne's. People would bring random tracks in and be like, there's no way you'll be able to dance to this.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think that's what my tracks will be.
Songs that you cannot strip to.
Pretty much.
So yeah, I had a lot of trouble paring mine down. And then we decided that we were going to go from 3 songs to 2 songs, so that completely threw me off too. But I think I figured out what I'm going to do. So my first song, this song is cool because it's got a little bit of everything in it, and it speeds up, it slows down. So I figured, there's time to like do different moves, set different moods, that sort of thing. So the artist is Girl Talk, and the song is Play Your Part, Part 1. And are you guys familiar with Girl Talk at all?
It's possible.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Basically, it's mashups. It's mashups of like hip hop songs and like classic rock songs.
Okay.
And
all right.
It sounds
like a remix type thing.
But here you go. You guys can give your professional opinions when it's done. Here we go. This is Girl Talk with Play Your Part, Part 1 here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Play your part. My bitch a choosy lover, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. Country giving all that you got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling pennies off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Put the ball brains on the gate. Hey, pick them up, fuck them, let them lay. Where I'm from, we see a fucking dead body every day. That's uptown, doing that cat. I make a song about me, I'm throwing shots back at them. Bitch, I'm a pipe, she like a crack addict. And she saw me cooking eggs, she thought I was back at it. I grab my keys, ho, I gotta go. Got my motorcycle jacket and my motorcycle low.
All right, there it is, some girl talk with their song, Play Your Part, Part 1. And we were talking while the song was going on, and they were saying you got to be experienced.
It's a lot of song switches. It's a complex arrangement, but what did you guys think?
I think it's an interesting track. I think that it would be really fun competitively on pole because of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's competitions? Oh, yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Pole Dance Canada, Pole Dance World.
Mm. I didn't know they were competitions, though.
Oh, yeah.
Damn straight, yo.
Wow. With, like, full-on judges and everything.
Yeah.
And poles.
Wow.
Some people can do some spectacular things on the pole. It's incredible to watch. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. I'm a little wiped out from teaching people to do spectacular things on the pole before I came here. Yeah.
Talk about that. Where did you guys come from?
I was actually teaching at Impact Movement this evening. I wrote the pole program for their studio, and I was teaching classes tonight.
Very cool. Now, where is that?
161 King West, right downtown Kitchener, right across from City Hall.
Perfect.
In the prizes I brought along, for the girls' pack, I bought 3 free pole classes, and for the guys' pack, just 3 free classes. We actually have regular dance classes like hip-hop. And fitness classes like Zumba, Butts and Guts, Tone It, and other fun stuff like that.
Cool.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah, so...
Smart guys hang out in a place like that because there are hot chicks doing pole and chair dance there.
That is smart. It's like the guys who do yoga. Same thing.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes them flexible, and they get to hang out with hot girls in yoga pants.
There you go.
There you go. So in order to win one of those, so is there a website
For Impact?
Yeah.
It's impactmovement.ca. You can check our website out for their schedule. Prices are fairly reasonable for a studio of that kind of teaching. We do fitness
caliber.
Yeah, well, we've been open for 7 years now, so.
Cool.
Yeah, it's quite awesome.
Wow, awesome. Sweet. So, and as well as that website, if you go to www.monoamono.com, type in the comment thing that you want
that,
more,
you're probably
that you want to win.
You're going to go to a page that doesn't exist.
No, the monoamono. Oh, yeah, monoamonoradio.com. Man, I don't even know our own website.
Such a professional.
God. Type it in. I'll edit that part out. Don't worry about
it. You're all flustered about your song selections and thinking about stripping and stuff.
So,
all right, getting back to your song selection, though.
Okay.
It's a bit manic for someone who is inexperienced at taking his clothes off.
I wasn't sure
who
if
said
I
was inexperienced.
You don't strike me as the career stripper to me.
Maybe not career, maybe recreational.
And I did say experience.
For years. I've been taking my clothes off since I was like 5.
Getting drunk and taking your clothes off in bars does not count as working as an exotic dancer.
I'm not saying I'm on par. I'm just saying I could do that. I could strip to that song. I'm telling you.
I want you to show me at the end of the show.
You got it. Seriously,
I've totally got a $5.
My friends at weddings request me to do the stripper dance. I gave it to one of my friends for her wedding present.
Really?
My stripper dance. Yeah.
Mm. I totally have a $5 bill for the tip.
What's that?
Totally got a $5 bill to tip you with.
We want to dance after.
You got it. All right, Katrina, you're up.
All right, so for my first selection, I picked an anthemic all-time strip club song with Pour Some Sugar on Me.
There you go.
It is a longtime favorite. I have loved it for years, and it's also one of our pole instructors at the studio has choreographed some of the best pole routines ever to this song. And so it's kind of an homage to her, too.
Awesome. So here you go. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Def Leppard.
On 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono. There we go.
There we go.
Take the fire.
All right, there you have it. Some Def Leppard with their song Pour Some Sugar on Me right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono, and you're listening to the... What are we officially calling this one?
Songs I Would Strip To?
Battle. Yeah.
That is a good stripping song and some fine drumming by a one-armed man.
Fine drumming indeed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a long song, so, I mean, wouldn't you get tired by the end of it?
You would want them to cut it off after about 4 minutes or so.
You know, when I actually, the last time I did that song
on stage... That's a great point, actually.
The last time I did that song on stage, I was doing a theme show where I was covering myself in chocolate sauce for that entire song, rubbing the cherries I had pulled out during cherry pie and throwing them to the guys in front row. Or feeding them to the guys in front row.
So you get fed at these places, too.
So it seemed to me that, like, a five-minute song was a good length of time for me to be able to make it all the way around the stage and feed everybody some chocolate-covered cherries from my body.
Wow, there you go.
Did you happen to bring some chocolate-covered cherries with you now?
No, but I can take you home after and feed you some later.
Perfect.
Wow. All right. So some... My one, and I don't know if this ever happens, but... Are you allowed to drink before you're going out on the stage and everything?
Absolutely. They ask us not to get so drunk that we fall down and kill ourselves. But we are absolutely encouraged to enjoy beverages with the clientele and each other.
Speaking of falling down and killing yourself, you guys have been doing this for a while. So give me some of your funniest stories.
Funniest stories?
Or most embarrassing moments.
I was wearing extreme high stilettos, which are about 8 inches, and they're called they're called Sky High, and there's no straps on the side of these ones, and I had a couple drinks.
No straps on the sides? What?
And went on stage, and I fell down a couple of times. More so because there was no straps, but...
Nothing holding them onto your feet. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, any shoe that's that high should be strapped securely to the foot and not just swinging around on your toes, because it's bound to cause an accident. It's
definitely dangerous.
Sure. Yeah, it is.
They look good. They look hot, but they're dangerous.
So you don't do the pull though until you fell.
I can't... No, my shoe would fly off and hit somebody.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Some girls can, but
they have
an
8-inch stiletto sticking out of their
forehead.
I actually
had that happen once. I wouldn't call that the worst moment I've ever had, but I was wearing just a pair of black stiletto heels, 5 1/4, standard black stiletto heels. They weren't strapped. They were just regular heels. And I kicked my foot up over the pole, and my shoe launched off my foot, spun through the air, and landed in a pitcher of beer.
Nice. Wow.
I couldn't repeat the action if I tried.
So that's not you wouldn't call your signature move?
I bet to
no, I wish I could do that on purpose. You drink out of my shoes?
No, but some people like feet.
They do, but really not everybody. Yeah. Not everybody.
It's true. There are people with foot fetishes out there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They really like dancers because we stand on our shoes all day. They love us, for sure.
They love our shoes, not us.
And I'm totally okay with the foot rubs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down with anybody out there with the foot fetish? Come into Roxanne's. Rub my feet all night long.
Mine, too.
There you go.
There you go. That is some good promotion there.
Some endorsements, yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead. Sorry,
we kind of went off topic of what the lead up to my song.
Drinking before going on.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going with.
I'll
but
bring it back.
The song that I'm chosen is a Bob Log the Third song. Do you know Bob Log the Third?
No.
See,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But where did you find these songs? Seriously,
Bob Log the Third, one of the greatest one man bands ever. Bob Log. Bob Log, no, he's got a bunch of good songs. Boob Scotch, Clap Your Tits. But I'm going to go with, I thought it would be a good one, Drunk Stripper.
There we go.
I don't know.
I feel like this song is going to resemble a lot of people we know.
Another thing is what I thought, if you guys didn't know what we were playing, it could give you ideas. So maybe the next time you guys go out, you're going to dance to Drunk Stripper by Bob Log the Third.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if it's a good one, though, but we'll see.
Or Katrina will meet my challenge of dancing to a Girl Talk song.
All right.
You bring me a Girl Talk song and I'll dance to it.
All right.
All right. Here's DJ Steele's selection, Bob Log the Third, Drunk Stripper, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! right, there you have it. Some Bob Log the Third with his song Drunk Stripper right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Now,
it does really sound like a drunk stripper on stage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, like it said stripper, but I kind of felt bad. Do you prefer like a stripper name or
exotic
dancer?
It doesn't matter.
No?
Really? Yeah.
Honestly, for me, the word stripper has no meaning other than what my job is. It's how people say it to you. Some people will say, oh, you're a stripper. Like, you're a chick who takes your clothes off. Yay. And some people go, oh, you're a stripper. Then you know what they're saying when they say it. It's the connotation of the word.
Okay.
The word doesn't offend me. The idiots who say it, like, nasty at me.
I get it. It's all in the
tone.
Agreed.
100%.
Now, we were talking off air about the science of picking a set list. Why don't you walk us through how you guys would pick your set list for an evening of entertainment?
I think it's different for every dancer, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the type of music you like to listen to and how many people are in the bar.
Yep.
If the bar is dead, then I think you normally just play stuff that you kind of like, but you don't want to waste your good stuff on, like, a Tuesday when there's, you know, 40 people in the bar at one time.
Because they're all at home listening to the Mono a Mono show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. But on a weekend, you would pick probably more upbeat, more club style.
Yeah, like I do a lot of George Michael or Maroon 5 or that kind of like David Wilcox even for like an afternoon show that has that kind of...
Do you do the bear cat?
I do. Naked while taking my panties off while spinning around a pole. Because it seemed fitting. I think that kind of set lends itself to slightly older crowds in the afternoon. It's a bit more mellow and it has that kind of like chilled out vibe without being really slow. Whereas if you're hitting a packed room of people that are in the like 20 to 40 year old range, you want to pick club songs, you want to pick hip hop, you want to pick like good classic rock or really good new rock. Her and I were talking about how much we really love like Put Something in Your Mouth by Nickelback or Bad Girlfriend or any of those songs have like that kind of like pumping strip club evening, party kind of sound.
Yeah.
And you want to save those for big crowds.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Man.
I'm learning a lot.
I know.
You have to dance to something you like. If you don't like it, then you just kind of walk around and do the motion. If you like what you're dancing to, you can tell you really like what you're dancing to.
Okay,
those
are the kinds of songs you play, but what about structuring your set list?
You usually start with a fast. Yeah. A really fast, upbeat song, maybe for your first one, and then your second one, still kind of fast, but probably a little bit not as fast.
Drag that tempo down just a tiny little bit.
Just slow it down a bit, and then obviously your third one is something sexy and something hot.
Yeah,
nice. Definitely. Three songs.
Slower, a little bit slower.
That's Ontario. In Alberta and Western Canada, you do a 18 to 25 minute set. So
Holy
you're looking
crap.
At like 4 to 5 songs. And the timing on that's a little different because your last song is a tipping song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a song that has to be sexy, upbeat enough that people don't lose interest because they're bored watching other people play with you. And still kind of like has that sexy kind of vibe to it so that people will want to come up front while you're naked and play to win prizes from you. It's a little different than it is in Ontario.
That's got to be exhausting.
Alberta is.
It's a lot of work. They really pay us really well, though, for that. They pay me, and I'm not going to tell you how much the money is exactly, but they pay me as much per show in Alberta as I make per shift in Ontario.
Wow.
If that gives you an idea of the kind of pay grade difference. So, I mean, we're expected to put that much more effort in to your costume, to your appearance, to your set list, to your whole push on stage. There's a big emphasis on it in Alberta, and you have to put that much more effort in, and that's why they pay you so much more. It is really exhausting. A couple of weeks out there, I tore my hamstrings. I did 25 shows in 5 days, and I tore my hamstring.
Wow. Jeez.
So there you go.
Crazy.
This is crazy.
You gotta be loving what you do, though, to be doing that kind of work full-time all day, every day.
And you gotta be fit, too.
Absolutely. But working in Alberta let me get hooked up with fan chicks, so...
There
that's all right.
Cool. And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Absolutely. Mm.
But Jade's up now.
I'm up.
And you wanted
I'm
to
up.
Talk about something else, too.
I
we told
to
you to stop talking.
Yeah, you did.
It's not easy to get Jade to stop talking unless you put something in her mouth.
Usually. It happens.
Wow.
I didn't do that, though.
She was talking about my thumb. Come on. You guys are dirty. Yeah, no, I just wanted to let everybody know about my company as well. I have a company called iCandyPromotions.com. We do anything and everything from golf courses to stags, promotions for tons and tons of companies. So if anybody wants to, you know, look for hot chicks to come promote your next event, look us up on the website. There we also left some cards here that are $50 off your next event. So,
sweet.
And some posters of me and my tap out shoot.
Nice.
Right over there, going outside Black Sabbath.
Because Jade is super hot modeling for tap out. Super, super, super hot. I have a picture of her up in my house. I, you know, go to sleep.
Did you watch the fights the other day?
I did.
And?
I was kind of dancing while they were on, so
put go in GSP. The background.
It is always really bad when they do stuff like put on a really good sporting event like that while you're trying to take your clothes off. Like, I'm a hockey fan, and they would put me on stage during playoff games. Really? Because I'm really paying attention to the poll when I am watching a hockey game. That's just cruel.
Now, if a guy's in there, like, is their attention divided? Like,
yeah, you get the guys who sit on the side of the stage where they can see the big screen, so they can look at you and keep the screen in visual contact at the same time. Those guys are brilliant. The ones who sit on the other side of the stage, who have to look over their shoulder to catch the score, I feel bad for those guys. They get whiplash. Their necks hurt by
every time they hear an, they're looking,
whiplash
around.
But then there's some people that don't even care.
Exactly. There's a reason why they're there.
And by the way, otherwise we love those guys because they buy the most dances during playoff season because they just don't want to be bothered with the playoffs anymore.
Yeah.
Their team's out.
The team got kicked
out. All right. So,
all right, Jade.
All right.
Amber, what do you got?
So my songs are probably a little bit, can I say, dirtier than yours?
All right.
You don't know what my second song is.
There's a little swearing in this, so this is a version of Closer by Nine Inch Nails, but it's a remake, and it's called the Madonna Remix.
Ooh,
you guys ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Ready, all right. Willing, and able.
Let's go.
Here we go on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Yeah.
fuck.